didn't get a prize in the art contest. And I got knocked out of the spelling bee. I'm just no good.
Just because you didn't win the prize, that doesn't mean you're not valuable. God loves you, and so do I. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. So many times we think that what we do makes us important to other people and even to God. But what really makes you valuable is that God created you in His image. That's a really big deal because it means you are special to Him and to the people that love you. Psalm 139, 13, and 14 is a great reminder. It says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Now our story. It's entitled, God's Favorite. "Do we have to go to the grocery store, Mom?" Shiloh asked as her family pulled out of the church parking lot. Shiloh, her brothers and sisters, and her mother had just finished attending their weekly homeschool group. Now Mom informed them that a trip to the store was in order. "I think you can ask that in a stronger voice," Mom answered. Shiloh knew that meant she'd been whining. Mom was reminding her to think about her tone. "I've had a sad day, Mom. Can't we go to the store later?" "Sorry, honey. We have the car today while Dad works from home. It just can't wait," Mom replied. As the family grabbed reusable bags and headed into the store, Shiloh shuffled behind. Mom sent the other kids to grab bananas, bread, and milk, and then put her arm around Shiloh. "What was sad today?" Mom asked. "Remember the art contest, Mom? I worked hard but didn't even get an honorable mention. Aria won second place, and she told me she barely tried. Then I didn't win anything during the spelling bee either. Stormy thinks she's no good at spelling, but she got third place, and I thought I was a great speller." Mom was about to say something, but she stopped and pointed to a boy walking past them. "Shiloh, look at that T-shirt." On his shirt was a Bible verse about how those who find God find favor from the Lord. Underneath were the words, "I'm one of God's favorites." "Shiloh, do you know what it means to be one of God's favorites?" "Well, I know God loves me and sent Jesus to die for my sins," Shiloh replied. "And since I trust in Jesus, I know I'm forgiven, and now I have a relationship with Him." "Right. When we trust in Jesus, we become God's children. That means His favor is on us. He delights in us," Mom said. "So all God's children are His favorites?" Shiloh smiled. "Just like all your children are your favorites." Mom laughed. "Yep, you're one of God's favorites, not because you work diligently on your art, and not because you're a gifted speller, but just because you're His." Well, how about you? Do you ever wonder whether you're special to God? You are very special to Him. The Bible says He delights in His children. When we struggle to feel good about ourselves, we can remember God's favor is on us, not because of anything we've done, but because of what Jesus did for us. Be encouraged knowing that God takes pleasure in you because you belong to Him. Our key verse is Proverbs 8:35.
"For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord."
And our key thought today, God delights in His children. 1.3 billion kids around the world don't know anything about Jesus. You can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know Jesus. To learn more, head to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.